in a moment like the COVID-19 crisis that sort of never seems to end, there are times when we feel afraid. I mean, fear knocks on all our door. The real question is, what do we do? How do we answer that door? And there's a fascinating story in the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8, if you have your Bible, you want to grab it and follow along. Matthew chapter 8, beginning with verse 23, then he, Jesus, got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." He replied, "You have little faith. Why are you so afraid?" There's more to that story. We'll pick it up in a minute. But isn't that interesting that Jesus would ask, "Why are you afraid?" Like they are in a storm. What else were they going to be, right? But Jesus he calls them out. He has something to say that's bigger than just, a few words of good advice, right? He's trying to change their perspective. I don't know about you, but when trying times come, and we're certainly in the middle of one, and everything seems to be going wrong, it is very easy to feel overwhelmed and like we're in a storm, right? It's like we're in this story. The first thing I want us to notice is that the storm came up and these guys were with Jesus and they weren't doing anything wrong. I mean, they were following Jesus. He got into the boat and they followed him, and suddenly a furious storm came up in the lake. You don't have to be doing anything wrong to get it in the middle of a storm. Storms happen. They happen to everybody. They come in different shapes and sizes and because of different issues, but right now we are in a storm. And it's not our fault. It's not your fault. You didn't do anything to deserve it, right? But God is with us in it. Just like Jesus was with the disciples in the storm. So don't freak out, right? Storms happen. But then, Matthew uses a very particular word to describe the storm. And this particular translation says, suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake. The Greek word for furious is seismos. Yeah, that word. The word we use for, an earthquake, right? Seismology, seismologists. It's a shaking word. Because when storms happen, even if they happen on the water, you feel shaken. This is a word Matthew only uses two other times in his gospel to describe the shaking on Good Friday, when Jesus gave his life for us, and to describe the shaking on Easter Sunday when Jesus came alive for us. So there's a shaking that goes on in our lives. And the shaking of the storm comes on the lake, and the boat was actually covered by the waves. I don't know about you, but I've been in a boat when the waves were coming over the front and over the windscreen. Actually, it was a pretty scary deal, right? But Jesus was sleeping. I mean, and he wasn't just napping. It says the disciples went and woke him up like he was asleep. He wasn't worried. He had peace in the middle of the storm. And then he says, they said to him, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." In the original language, that's three words. Lord, save, drown. Because they didn't have time for a full sentence, right? Lord, save, drown. Like, we're in trouble here. We're in over our heads. This is scary. Our world is shaking. Sometimes we feel that way. Maybe you feel that way today. So then Jesus says, you little faith. I mean, actually, that's what it says. It's like a nickname, you little faith. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a little faith. I wish I was a big faith, right? But I'm not always. And Jesus calls them out. Why are you so afraid? Maybe they thought that was kind of a joke, you know, hey, look around. Why are we so afraid? Look around. We're in this storm. We're in this hard time. The economy's in the tank. People are getting sick. We're all stuck at home. Look around, Jesus. Why are we afraid? We got reasons to be afraid. Then Jesus got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Jesus has the power to calm the storm. And when we trust him, that's exactly what he does. He helps us to just take a breath, to remember all the times in the past that he has heard our prayers and healed our hurts and helped us through the tough stuff. And he calms the wind and the waves. And the men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey him? Well, that's interesting they would ask that question. I mean, we're in Matthew chapter 8. They have just heard the Sermon on the Mount in the previous three chapters, right? They've seen Jesus perform miracles already, according to this story, and yet they hadn't fully figured him out. What kind of man is this? Well, you're going to see what kind of man this is. This is the kind of man who loves the unlovable and touches the untouchable. This is a man who knowingly goes back to Jerusalem, sets his face to go, knowing what will happen there. He endures the cross, despising its shame. That's the kind of man this is. And this man is not just a man. He is God. God become a man. And he rises from the grave on that third day and proves that everything he claimed and everything he said about himself was absolutely true. What kind of man is this? This is the Savior of the world. This is the light in the darkness. This is the hope for the hopeless. This is the forgiver of sins, the redeemer of lives, the purpose for those who feel lost and confused. He is the light of the world. He is Jesus, the miracle worker who speaks peace to the storm. May he speak peace to your storm right now. Lord Jesus, the waves are high. There's a seismos going on. And we don't like it. But we're in it. Thank you for the reminder that you're in it with us. So I pray for every person listening and watching, for anybody who doesn't know you yet, who's never opened their heart and asked you to be their leader and forgiver, may they have the faith and the courage right now to pray, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Come into my heart and make me a new person. And I believe as we pray that and mean it, that you hear and answer that prayer, that someone's being born anew from the inside out right now. Thank you, Lord. And for those of us who are followers of yours who sometimes slip back, become careless or casual about our faith, Lord, this is not the time for us to be casual Christians. This is the time for us to be all in. So right now, fill us up, by the power of your Holy Spirit, make us strong in ways that are beyond ourselves, calm our fears, and fill us with faith. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen.